This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. A big hello to all of our listeners, and thanks for the feedback we've had. We're back for a second series full of information and ideas of how to stay healthy. Remember that to be healthy, there has to be a balance between mind, body, and spirit. And in this second series, we are going to talk about detoxifying and alkalizing the system, how to tackle various ailments naturally, and how to balance ourselves mentally and emotionally. And to help us to do all this is our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Hello. Nice to meet you again in the new year.
Yes, for the second series, Dr. Lydia. And after Christmas and before summer, lots of our listeners must feel it a duty to lose weight. And I'm sure that that is a very good thing to do. But how many of you have ever thought of detoxifying your system? Dr. Lydia, what does it consist of and why is it important?
Well, detox means just simply reduce or remove the waste from your body. And our body is doing it naturally by itself. Unfortunately, the more artificial life we are following and the more artificial food we are eating, the more difficult for our body to do it naturally. So we have to invent the special detox. And also people use the special detox for the body, for the mind, and for even spiritual detox from old time. Like each religion or each spiritual path reflected. Like we know the time when, for example, in Christian traditions, people are
fasting.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's a spiritual fasting. Yes, so it's fasting with a prayer. So it is a big emotional support. Ramadan in Muslim traditions, and you can find in Hindu traditions quite few times a year, people are not eating even, they're just drinking. And in some cultures, they're not even drinking. So nothing from outside world is intaking in the body, and the body have a chance to clean itself. And it have a deep benefit, but we will speak how to do this detox in a simple way, without big sacrifice, and how it can be possible to do it at home. As you know, Margaret, in Anka Cafe, our menu actually was detox menu, yes? And you participate in my workshop on Ashang Prakshalana, how to use a yogi's way, how to detox and clean the digestive system. So, in a simple way, how to detox the body, just need to remember, drink more liquid. The waste, the toxins cannot be removed out of the body without liquid. So it has to be something what will provide this release.
Mm-hmm.
So, which liquid is the best? Of course, water. The best detox is to drink water, high quality water. In our previous program, we mentioned about how to make structured water and how to make smoothies. But I want to give just a general idea from what we're detoxing our body.
Yes, that's what I wanted to ask. And where do these toxins come from and why are they so dangerous?
The toxins coming mostly from the food, also from the air, from the water. And what type of toxins it is? It is a free radicals, which the base cause of a cancer, oncology. So most of our industrial food have a lot of free radicals, creating a lot of free radicals in our body. True.
So what do you mean by industrial food?
The food what is produced in a big quantities, what is preserved, what is packed in this way where the industry have to use the preservatives, conservants. And you can see the list of different numbers. Most of these numbers are how to preserve the food from the production area to the buyer. As you know, many food is staying on our shelves for many months, sometimes even years, and nothing happening. Yes, it is a lot of jokes about some particular franchises, I won't mention the names, where the product can stay even without any packages for a couple of months, nothing happened. So it means this food is highly polluted with the chemicals which are preserving. What is the natural preservators? The salt, as you know, from ancient time people use it. The salt, the lemon juice, vinegar, included apple cider vinegar, and also grape vinegar.
But so these are natural,
it's natural
preservatives.
Yes, absolutely.
But the ones you find on the shelf, preserved, are not natural.
Exactly.
They are chemical.
So our body is collecting these chemicals, and it is a need, desperate need, to remove this chemical. If not, our body becoming to be sick. It's like in your house, in your room, you will always keep some waste of your food. And of course it will be rotten, and then it start to smell. And even the other rooms will be clean, the smell will always come out of this room. So we need to clean up our body. The more older we are, the more we are in need of it, because the body functions, the system functions are not so healthy anymore, not so strong anymore with the age. So I'm recommending people over 40 to do regular detox every 6 months, for example, to eliminate the free radicals, the chemicals out of the body. And some food have even bacterial unbalanced state, like yeasted food. Yes, everybody know about bread.
With a lot of yeast.
Everybody like, nearly everybody like bread. But bread what was made long time ago and now have absolutely different yeast. The the quality of the yeast is quite different.
So in what sense has it deteriorated?
It's a mutated bacteria, and this mutation is quite harmful for human body.
Really? It's and
also,
nobody talks about this?
Yes, nobody talks about it. It is essential to recreate the food manufacturing process. But like we can start just from keeping ourselves in a good shape.
So how can we create our own natural yeast?
It's not easy. It is a culture which producing this yeast.
Special, there's a special culture which you can create.
Yes. It is also, you can make
it. And the it basic ingredients are?
Lactic acid bacteria, which are converting, bifidum bacteria, which are converting the.
Which you get from milk?
You can get from milk, you can get it from the fruits, it's everywhere.
Okay.
You get it from vegetables, from leafy greens. This is actually why things are fermented.
Okay.
All the sauerkrauts are based on that bacteria. You can use milky acid bacteria from yogurt, for example, and you can make bread. You can make bread based on sodium bicarbonate. Just need to know how to use it. So it's plenty of opportunity from the soda as well and other possibilities. But about detox, I want to say.
Yes, we were talking about the toxins.
About the toxins.
Where they come from and why they are dangerous.
Yes, about the bacteria also. We can speak about the parasites. It will be another program. But this is also the body need to be detoxified from that alien organisms. Why? Because our power and our nutrients is lowering by feeding another creatures in our body. Most anemias, the low blood count diseases, based on parasites. So we need to get rid from that. The other harmful ingredients is the different types of artificial product which are included in into the food
now. Yes, we have never mentioned them, have we?
It's heavy metal, for example. All preserved food in a can have included heavy metal automatically.
And what danger does this have?
Danger as well. It's cancerogenic. And it's lowering the function.
So it can cause cancer?
It can cause cancer, yes. We're talking about it seriously because, as you know, the rate of cancer is growing and the cancer becoming to be younger and younger. And it is a reason behind. But mm-hmm. we need to speak and to avoid this reason. Mm-hmm. By what? By eating healthy. The other harmful ingredients which can be detoxified is the pesticides.
Exactly.
We're eating a lot of food full of pesticides. People are thinking if they're not vegetarian, if they're eating only flesh food, they can avoid it. But it's not true because the animals are eating pesticide plants and we're eating the animals.
That's true.
So you cannot avoid. You just need to make sure the food you're eating is pesticide-free, organic, or at least blabesh.
Minarbesh, blabesh.
Blabesh, yes. So the other harmful ingredients is the sugar, like it's a refined product. This all products are stuck in the cells of our body tissues and especially in the layers of our digestive system. Mm-hmm. And people knows about laxative. They're thinking, I will just use laxative and everything will flush out. It's not true. Because these all toxins are stuck in the layer of our digestive system. In our liver, which is the biggest filter in our body, in our kidney, in our layers of a colon, and we need to get rid from it.
You see, people normally link white sugar or sugar with diabetes, full stop.
Yes.
They don't think of it as something toxic mm-hmm. to the system.
White sugar is a very artificial product. It's a refined product. And it has a lot of harmful properties, like all cancers are based on sugar. So if you have a family history or you have this beginning of your oncology or even if you're under the treatment, you have to cut out the sugars completely.
But who tells you this, Dr. Lydia?
We are telling now.
Yes. About time that somebody tells us that white sugar is dangerous to everyone, isn't
metastatic
it?
Metastatic process is very, very fast when we're eating sugar.
The metastatic process is when the cancer degenerates, no?
When the cancer is spreading all over the body, yes.
This is Margaret Arjules, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing detox diet. So we mentioned yeast, sugar, chemicals, parasites, heavy metal.
Mm-hmm. Pesticides, that's it.
So what option is there for white sugar?
The options are plenty. First of all, it's honey.
Yes.
So honey now also we need to be careful because some companies are making artificial honey from sugar.
My goodness.
Maltese honey, especially thyme honey, have a very high properties to treat the, and eucalyptus honey, to treat cold, to boost up the immune system. It have a very strong antiseptic property. And I was reading some investigations on Manuka honey, and the scientists mm-hmm. discovered Maltese or Godetan thyme honey is a deep antibacterial and antiseptic effect.
So Manuka honey and Maltese honey.
Maltese thyme honey.
The thyme one and the eucalyptus one.
Yes, have a very...
Are very similar.
similar. The Manuka honey also have different grades.
Okay.
And some grades, not very high, is reminding Maltese thyme honey, so you can use your product.
That can replace sugar.
That can replace sugar, of course. The other product now you can find it in the market is the agave syrup. So instead of
which I use to make my biscuits, it's really good.
So most sweet products are polluted with the corn syrup. So please just notice, corn syrup is not healthy product at all.
Corn syrup.
Sometimes the industry, food industry, covering the, they think it's sugar-free, it have fructose. So fructose is better than like glucose,
fructose
than refined sugar.
It's the sugar that comes from fruit, no?
Yes, but because it's also in refined state, so it's also not so good. So better if you will go into the something more natural. Agave
nice
syrup,
agave.
Agave syrup, maple syrup. Unfortunately, it's too expensive in Europe to buy it regularly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But people with a special need can mm-hmm. afford it because doesn't need the high quantities,
mm-hmm.
but it can help with the craving.
Mm-hmm.
So the other product, what I highly recommend to everyone, is xylitol.
Yes, I use
so
that
xylitol,
a lot.
Natural xylitol.
Thanks to you, Dr. Lydia.
Natural xylitol is made on the birch tree juice.
Ah, birch tree juice.
Yes.
How interesting.
Also, unfortunately, in the market now, because it's too big demand, it's growing, so they started to create an artificial xylitol. So,
okay, it's exactly like sugar.
Exactly like
white
sugar.
White like sugar, exactly like
yes,
sugar.
Yes, yes. Well, this is the basic solution, what you can find now in food stores everywhere. Beside of all this natural sweeteners, we can use just dry fruits. Instead mm-hmm. of sweets or sugar, you can use it as a, when you're craving or when you feel like you want to spoil your tongue. So you can use it together with the tea or whatever you're drinking, coffee.
Mm-hmm. So eucalyptus honey, thyme honey, maple syrup, xylitol, agave syrup.
And honey, yes.
And honey, good. Yes, Manuka honey. So this is what we should use instead of white sugar.
Yes, it's a natural solution. It's another type of sugar you can find now in Asian food stores, the palm sugar, coconut sugar.
Oh, yes, now,
that
palm
is also
sugar
good.
And coconut.
Yes,
uh-huh.
This is all, if it's natural, it's also quite good solution. You can find cane sugar or raw sugar. This is also much better, molasses. It's much better than white sugar. Why? Because it's included the enzymes which are helping to digest this type of product.
Mm-hmm.
White sugar have no at all the enzymes, and this is why the body is creating allergy.
Now, lots of people with diabetes nowadays opt, even lots of people who want to lose weight, they opt for sweeteners.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you recommend to them?
I will not recommend to use the sweeteners. I do not want to point exactly because quite a lot of them now, a lot of articles against aspartame, for example, very harmful ingredient. Still, you can see everywhere this pink packet on the cafe.
Yes, in cafes, it's true.
Yes.
Why are they so dangerous?
Because they're influencing the nervous system. So it's a big poison, not only for the digestive system, but it's a poison for the nervous system. It was a thousand and thousand of cases when people was nearly paralyzed if they was eating. It was nearly daily intake with aspartame, with the soft drinks like diet product. So I don't want to be a negative, Margaret. You know.
No, but
we need to know the truth.
Facts.
Yes, we need to know the truth.
Yes.
About we are supporting this harmful product to come to the market because we are buying it.
Exactly.
So we need to be aware and conscious, not to allow it to shorten our life and to make our life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And especially we do not allow it to feed our next generation. You can see in the market now so many harmful products. Not surprise, our children are sick and fragile. So just the first week of winter, it's already mothers are sick and children are not participating in the school. Why? Because the system is weak. The immune system is weak because of the food.
It's true. In fact, they say, you know, it's the flu, and they automatically think that you have to catch it.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Absolutely. If our immune system is strong, and it's strong when we're using the right ingredients, the right fuel for our body, so we doesn't need to be sick.
So if you don't detoxify and you let all these different toxins accumulate, what happens to the body? I mean,
a low resistance towards an infection and develop some serious diseases. As you know, it is a lot of people now all over the world who fighting cancer and successfully fighting cancer without chemotherapy because they did a very deep
cleansing, detoxification.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it means they did some months. It's not. It's taking quite time because, for example, like to clean the filters, it takes the time. But mm-hmm. our liver, our kidneys, to have a time to clean it.
Exactly.
We pollute them for many years, and it is a time to clean it. Mm-hmm. So to have a detox also very important. To remember, the product have to be suitable for you. Like now also, it's a lot of exotic way for detox. Some herbs coming to different countries. Our globalization making it easier to bring herbs from Himalayas, etc., from China. It's very good, but need to see first the state of the body. What is the state? Are you ready for the serious cleansing? Or first do the cleansing detox just with the food and with the water. Mm-hmm. If you're not drinking enough water, whatever expensive herbs you will use, the body will still accumulate toxins. Mm-hmm. So the simple way is just a green tea. If people have low blood pressure, use not green tea, but use a Maltese herbal tea like thyme, like rosemary, sage, marjoram. This is the base, and it's have a very good effect. Even simple chamomile is also bringing this detoxifying effect if you're using it regularly and without milk, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did it over 3 to 4 days, you know, when we did that program together. I remember the first day we did meditation, and then you gave us a talk about what we were going to expect to happen to our body, mm-hmm. what process our body was going to go through. And, of course, that first day we had to drink only liquids from midday onwards. Then the next day we met at 10 o'clock in the morning and we started drinking, only drinking. And suddenly drinking, of course, and
doing some exercise.
And doing the right exercise, not any exercise, because I had never done that kind of exercise before. And with that exercise, then we started emptying ourselves and
yes, the flushing, as you remember,
flushing,
very smooth,
yes,
very soft,
painless,
easier.
Yes, pain-free, true.
Yes.
I was surprised because it was pleasant.
Yes.
And then the next day we went to a spa and we continued detoxifying.
The lymphatic drainage, we did skin pores and we improve the blood circulation of the body. When the body is warm, because a lot of our tissues keeping the toxins just with the spasmic effect of the muscles. So we need to warm our body to release it easier. And that was just the first step, but everyone can do it because it has no limitation. Mm-hmm. And just need to do it, need to know and need to do it.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to detoxify, to empty the colon straight away like we did, what would you recommend?
I recommend to participate at least once a class of Shank Prakshalana exercise and to do this salty water, what we did last time, cleansing. But if you're at home, you can start to use just smoothies.
Just a smoothie.
Leafy green smoothies is simple, what you have at home. Very good detoxifying ingredients, parsley, spinach, broccoli, all herbs like mint, melissa, rosemary, obviously thyme. And add apple, add lemon, ginger, and make diluted, so make it liquidy. Some people like thick smoothie. Some people found it difficult to swallow.
I prefer liquidy, yes. Liquidy. Yes, yes.
So you can add even a bit of superfood like spirulina, for example. Spirulina is doing very good detox, very good. It's a heavy metal detox. All seaweed are very good to remove the heavy metal from the body. Then, Margaret, you remember last Sunday was the workshop on mudras. So
yes,
some mudra,
so
the gesture of the hands and gesture of the body, can help to detoxify the body as well. So nature is really supplying us with big knowledge how to
yes.
clean up. And like this, people can develop their knowledge about themselves, how to
yes.
help themselves.
For example, let's give them one. Putting the thumb against the forefinger,
mm-hmm.
very lightly, like that,
yes.
and you put it down on your lap, and that will relax you. And if you do it for longer, you can also fall asleep.
Yes, definitely. One of the benefits of detox is it's regulating the sleep. Many people nowadays are suffering with insomnia, and one of the results is overwhelming mind. So,
mm-hmm.
And overwhelming body with the toxins. So toxins, it's like a loud crowd talking inside
mm-hmm.
of our body.
And in fact, you've just mentioned, you know, about the mind, we are going to talk about detoxifying the mind
mm-hmm.
as well. But in our next program, we have to continue with this, and we'll be talking about parasites as well. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
Pleasure.
I hope that our first program has helped you to kickstart this new year in a health-conscious way, and you're looking forward to more information regarding our well-being. If you have any questions, you can send an email to campusfm@um.edu.nt. And if you'd like to listen to any programs from the first series or listen to this program again, then you can do so by visiting our website, www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. You click on webcasts and then click on the program Sukhiyam. Until we meet again, this is Margaret Arjus, who'd like to leave you with this message. The body is your temple. Keep it pure and clean for the soul to reside in.